Benson Lock at 150. The 150th anniversary of Benson's present lock is a good time to reflect on the lock's unusual construction and the changes it has seen. It replaced Benson's first gated lock, known as a pound lock, built in 1788 at a cost of £1,000, plus a generous supply of beer and gin for the workmen. The structure was turf-sided. The lower walls of the chamber were of oak, with the upper part being a grass slope on either side. The cheapest of the three options proposed by engineer William Jessop. Such construction had a limited life, and in 1870 it was replaced by the present brick and stone lock, with its unusual cast iron lower structure immediately downstream of the old lock. The new lock cost £3,500 and was built with the help of low countrymen, presumably Dutch workers skilled in the construction of pound locks. They worked 14-hour days for a penny halfpenny an hour. That's less than 9 pence a day in today's money. The cast iron trough, which rises from the floor of the lock chamber to a few centimetres above the low water level, a height of about 2.1 metres, is a most unusual structural feature. It might be unique. It certainly is unique in the context of the Thames. And the reason for it is not entirely clear to engineering experts. It has to be remembered that when the present lock was constructed, its location was a little downstream of the previous lock and in open water. It is probable that in order to be able to build a stable structure in such a location, the cast iron trough was erected on the bed of the river and then backfilled with concrete to form a solid foundation upon which the remainder of the lock structure could then be built. The timber lock gates needed to be replaced every 30 years or so, but once or twice within each lifespan they were lifted out for inspection and repair. Gates made of steel were fitted when Benson Lock was thoroughly refurbished over the winter of 2011-12. River traffic 150 years ago was almost entirely horse-drawn barges carrying coal, timber, building materials, and the needs and produce of farms. The new lock at Benson was part of the newly formed and well-financed Thames Conservancy's effort to improve the river for navigation. Throughout the late Victorian and Edwardian decades, easy access to the Thames by rail and the arrival of steam and then petrol engine propulsion for boats saw pleasure boating replace the commercial traffic that had been lost to rail transport. By the 1970s, when the number of pleasure cruisers on the Thames was at its peak, Benson Lock would handle as many as 200 boats on a busy day and could pack in up to 10 at a time. 1976, with its very hot summer, was the busiest, with 26,150 boats passing through in that year. Now there are fewer boats, but they are generally bigger. Two or three at a time is the most usual, and it is rare for more than 100 to pass in a day. And that was written by John Dalton, and there's a note to say that John Dalton's new book about the history of our river will be available when shops have been reopened.